word, because the first one is the same topic for the morning and the evening, but the first one is for us in this morning service, and you will understand it as we go along. So the reading which we've had this morning, which is Psalm 34, is the reading that Lord has given me for this morning message. And as we started this morning, he says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My life will make boast of the Lord. Let the humble and the afflicted hear and be glad. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. He said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from my fears. Verse 5 says, they look unto him, and were lightened, and their face were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him from his own trouble. The angel of the Lord, encompassed around them that fear him, and delivered them. 8 says, oh, taste and see, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want for them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What is man? What man is he that desired life and loveth many days, and that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eye of the Lord is upon the righteous, and he hears. His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them from their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are broken, unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of contrite spirit. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him from them all. He keepeth all his bone, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they shall aid the righteous. And they that aid the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord remember the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen. Psalm 34. The Lord laid in my heart to read that psalm, and I don't know why, but I think it's just a message for us. And that's the reading for this morning. And if the Lord is speaking to you, maybe this is the reason why God has given us this topic this morning. Because the topic is, we have seen the star in the east. That is the topic for our Christmas message, and it's taken from Matthew 2 verse 2b, which is talking about the star, the three wise men. And that psalm that we read, basically, I believe is the Lord that is speaking to us. And whoever that person is, as Alan said, just ponder over it. Just ponder over it. The verse that speak out to me mostly is, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their face were not ashamed. You know, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior into the world, not talking about the politics of or the distortion of stories and everything about the actual, but we know Christ was born. We're not talking about the date or the time or whether Christmas is Christ's birth or is not. But what we're saying is that a Savior came into the world. A Savior came into the world. And that is the advantage of Christmas is that it is the center focus of Christmas. Although the world has tried to change the center focus as much as they can do, but it's still the center focus because that is the reason for the happy holidays. So you can't have a happy holiday without Christmas. So whether they change it to happy holiday or happy anything they call it, is Christ Mass, Christ was born. And because the anointed one was born, it became the focus of every Christmas celebration. And as we know, the service is always centered around the birth of a Savior. So we sing different carol songs to express the birth of a Savior. But as we prepare for this celebration, one thing that is very, very germane for us in some of these stories are all the different stories of Christmas that you hear. And sometimes you hear the story and you might lose some of the important thing that is in it. Some of the important messages that the story is bringing to us, as we had last week. And this week I'm bringing to you about these three wise men as well. The Bible describes them as wise men, so you know that they are wise. They are men of intelligence. They're men of intelligence, and that's the way the Bible describes them. They are three wise men. And Proverbs 1 verse 5 describes wise men as someone who hears an increase in learning. That's the way Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5 describes a wise man. He says, a wise man is someone who hears an increase in learning. So these men were wise because they hear and they are increasing in their learning. And how do we know that? The way the verse described them, the way the verse Matthew 2 verse 2 described them was very interesting. It says, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the day of Herod's king, behold, here came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is the born king of Jews? For we have seen his stars in the east, and we have come to worship him. So we have seen, they've heard, and they're coming to look for the Savior. And how do you then describe what they saw? They heard that a Savior was born. And they said, in the way the Christmas story came forward, in the way the Bible described it, they saw a star. So they saw a star. And the star was what they were trying to explore. They saw a star, and the star is what they were trying to explore. And they knew that there was something unique about that star. And, you know, it's like, when a star is a light, isn't it? A star is a light. And when you see the light, it shines into your darkness. Like when we switch off this light, this place becomes dark. But the moment we switch on the light, the darkness will go. So something happened to these wise men. There was a light that shines into their understanding, into their learning. As they were hearing and they were learning, there was a light that shined into their learning that something has changed. They knew there's a change in the world order. And they were looking for that change in the world order. And they were trying to find out where that change is. And as they were trying to find out where that change is, they started on a journey. And, you know, you have to be looking to find. The Bible says, it is those that seek that will find. It is those that knock that the door will be opened to. It is those that ask that will receive. That's the way he put it. And Psalm 34 verse 4 is saying, they looked to him and they were lightened and they were not put to shame. So the first thing that you need to learn about these wise men is that they were looking. There was a desire to look for something. And they were not the only one looking. Remember, in the Bible, we read about Simon who has stayed in the temple, and the other woman. They stayed in the temple, and what were they waiting for? The Messiah. They were waiting for the day the Messiah will come. They knew something was happening. So their gaze and their focus was on that thing that was going to happen. And when they saw the Messiah, what's the name of that woman? Is it Anna? The woman was like, it's now time for me to go. It's time for me to go. Now I've seen the salvation. When Elizabeth met Mary, she said, something jumped in me. Something just leaped in me. I'm seeing something that is unique. There was a change in the atmosphere. Something leaped in me. And she was like, wow. Something leaped in me. My Savior has come to me. So basically, there was a change in the atmosphere. And these three wise men, as wise as they were, they also saw the light. They saw the light. And there was something that attracted them to that star. And there was something that the star was also attracting them to. As they journeyed through, the star was leading them. They got to a point where they got derailed and sidetracked. I'm getting to something and I want you to just follow me. They got to a point where they got derailed and sidetracked. What was it? How did they get derailed? They thought the star should be in Herod's house because he's a king. A king should be in a king's palace. So, where else would you find a king? So, instead of them to continue to follow the star, they led the star to the king. They ignored the leading of the star and they led the star to the king. An average mind of man and our thinking. That's the way we think. We forget that every good gift comes from above. Every good gift comes from God. So we tend to think, it's my hard work. It's my ability to do this. But you forget that the promise of God is that I will bless your water and your bread. You forget that it is Him that gives you the wisdom to create wealth. You forget that He has taken your infirmity. He's taken your sickness. By His stripes, you are healed. You forget that cast your burden upon Him, for He cares for you. You forget that you should not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Because He is the light unto your path and the lamp unto your feet. He is the one that is leading you, so you can't lead Him. So the star is leading them. But they felt, hang on, it's the king that is born, so the king must be in the palace. The Bible says that eventually the star led them to where Jesus was born. And as you know, and as I said before, star is a light. Jesus in the teaching on the mountain said, He had the light. Matthew 5 verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. So, what's Jesus saying? He says, you are the light of the world. Then in Matthew 5 verse 16, he says, let your light shine before men, that they might see the glory of your Father. In John chapter 1 verse 4, it says, in Him was life. Semicolon. In Him was life. So He's telling you, pause there. Just think. In Him was life. St. John chapter 1 verse 4. And it says, in Him was life. And that life was the light of men. That life was a light of men. the life you have is the light of men. So when Paul said, the life I now live, I live for him who loved me and gave himself for me, Paul knew that it was light. It was the life of God that is in him that is going to show the light to the world. So Paul was able to tell people about this man who gave him a new life. Brothers and sisters, what am I saying to you today? You are the star that is meant to lead people to Christ Jesus. Because that is what you became the moment you came into Jesus Christ. The moment you accepted the life of Jesus Christ. The moment you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. The moment you started that walk with him. You become the light for the world to see. You become that light that was leading the three wise men to where Jesus was. Jesus was not the star. He was the star was leading people to Jesus. And you and I have been given the opportunity now to become the star that will lead people to Jesus. But are we actually leading people to Jesus? Are we shining forth the light of God? Isaiah 8 verse 18 says, I and the children that the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. You know, what is interesting is that our life now, not the life we had before, but our life as a new creation, our life as people that have been called out, should be showing forth the light of God. Our life should be showing forth the glory of God. Our life should be leading people to God, because that is what we are. That's what we become. That is what Christ has made us to become. We are the light of the world. The world has seen. When the wise men saw Jesus, when they saw the star, they were like, hang on, something has changed around here. How do the world see you when they see you? Do they see the changes in you? Do they see Christ in you? Do they look at you and say, something is different about that guy? And I want to know where he goes to. Because that's exactly what they did. They saw the star and they wanted to know where the star was leading them to. The star led them to Jesus. And it was that unique position that you and I are presently at today. We are the people that the wise men will see. We are the one that the wise men of the world will look at. We are the star that the wise men want to follow to Christ. Because the truth is that the world is wise. Let's be honest with it. The world is very, very wise. The world has had religion for a very, very long time. The world will tell you about Buddha. They will tell you about Islam. They will tell you about every other religion. But they don't know about that relationship in Christ Jesus. The world might tell you everything that is so special about the peace that Buddha brings. But they cannot tell you about the peace that is everlasting. They cannot tell you about that relationship where you call upon him and he answers you. You are the one that has that ability. You are the carrier of the new covenant. You are the carrier of a new relationship. You are the carrier of, you're not the carrier of religion, you are the carrier of a relationship. And it is your ability to show forth this relationship that will determine how you draw men to God. You have been empowered and you have been given the chance to show forth the world, to show the world the love of Christ. You have been prepared for a time like this. Just the way a star will shine, so that's the way you are meant to shine forth the glory of God. That's the way the star will shine forth. That's the way you are meant to show forth the glory of God. So if that star doesn't shine, those men will not see it. What am I saying? If you continue to allow the devil to beat you down, you cannot shine like a star. You need to be an overcomer to be able to shine like a star. A star does not just stay in that sky and say, there's no way a star comes into the sky and you will not see it. Even, unless you've removed your star from here. Wait, oh, that star there, we can even see. That star there, you can see. There's no way, you can see the shape. Yeah, that's it there. You can see the shape, you can see the and most time when you stand in the night and you look at the sky and you see the stars, it gladdens your heart. How do people look at you? Do you bring joy to people? Do you bring gladness to people? Do you make an impact in the life of people? God has called you to show forth his glory. He said, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to show forth the glory of God that has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He's called you into that position. He wants you to lead people to him, the way the star led the wise men to Christ. But the question is, are you ready? Am I ready? Or have I allowed myself to be derailed into thinking that it's when I'm like this or when I'm perfect enough? You can never be perfect enough with God. I can never be perfect enough with God. Like, just like Les said when we were praising, the perfect God will love this imperfect man. He loved you and he's clothed you with his own perfection, so that when the world sees you, they see Christ in you. They see his glory in you. Sometimes you allow the situations around you to weigh you down. But one thing is sure. Arise and shine, for your light is come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Not your glory. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Brothers and sisters, this afternoon, we're going to be reaching out to people. We're going to be having a time of fellowship. We're going to be talking to people about the star that was seen by the wise men in the east. But we're going to be telling, we have to be telling people that that star is you and I. Because we are the one that will have to communicate Christ to them. Christ in the manger. Christ that walked the earth. Christ that went on the cross. Christ that led a sinless life. Christ that died on the cross. Christ that rose on the third day. Christ that is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for everyone that comes to him. Not just ourselves. Everyone that comes to him. Because that's what he said in John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Brothers, another opportunity has come for us. Not just today, all through this Christmas period, in our dinner time, each time we share with people, either in different carols we go to, in different times of dinner that we're having, let us make sure we tell people, we show forth the star of God that will point them to Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you.